This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, vegetarians, I got some bad news for you. And, you know, I know you get made fun of a lot. People make fun of vegetarians and vegans all the time. And for those of you vegetarian and vegan out there, you're probably like, what? I had no idea. Well, let me just tell you, we do. Now, I don't personally make fun of you because I realize what the issue is. I'm jealous. Okay, I am very envious that you could be satisfied by a plate of vegetables. I can't. Okay, I can't do that. And I just want to be you. I do. I know you think I'm being facetious, but it's true. So if I ever make vegetarian or vegan jokes, it's a sign of jealousy, okay? And it's because I feel inferior. Okay, so hopefully that was enough of an apology. I am apologizing, all right? However, now I don't have to apologize because it looks like there's a study that if you are a vegetarian, you possibly are more at risk for cancer and heart disease, and that the vegetarian diet might not be as healthy as everybody proclaims. Now, before everybody goes, wait, what, wait, okay, remember there was a study a while back, and we talked about this on the show, that people who were vegetarian, there seemed to be an increased risk of colon cancer. And everyone's like, wait a second, why colon cancer if they're eating fiber and they're eating vegetables? Well, researchers wanted to look into that and go, what the heck is going on? And so what they found was populations who have a primary vegetarian diet for generations are found to be far more likely to carry DNA, which makes them susceptible to inflammation. They think that this mutation that you inherited from your vegetarian mom and your vegetarian grandma and grandparents, okay, well, apparently it's supposed to make it easier for vegetarians to absorb essential fatty acids from plants. However, it seems to increase the production of arachidonic acid. So when you take in vegetable oils, you hyperproduce arachidonic acid. This increases inflammatory disease and then later cancer. The finding, they say, may help explain previous research which found, then this is what we talked about on the show a while back, vegetarian populations are nearly 40% more likely to suffer colorectal cancer than meat eaters. And, okay, we know that red meat increases your risk for colon cancer, so it makes us go, wait, what, huh? You know, I almost choked on my steak this morning when I read this. I was not, you know, expecting this. I was also on KABC with Doug McIntyre and T-Ray talking about this. Researchers from Cornell University in the U.S. compared hundreds of genomes from a primarily vegetarian population in Pune, India, to the traditional meat-eating people in Kansas. Kansas. There's some good steak. You got Omaha steak in Nebraska up north, so no wonder there's some real good meat. I have never had a Trump steak. I have no idea what a Trump steak would taste like. But you know, I'd eat any steak. I love steak. I don't eat a lot of it. And so when I see one, I'm like, mm-hmm. Anyway, so what they said, those whose ancestry derives from vegetarians are more likely to carry genetics that more rapidly metabolize plant fatty acids. In such individuals, according to Tom Brenna, professor of human nutrition at Cornell, vegetable oils will be converted to the more pro-inflammatory arachidonic acid increasing the risk for chronic inflammation that is implicated in the development of heart disease and exacerbates cancer. The mutation appeared in the human genome long ago and has been passed down through the human family. We got mental illness passed down in my family, so that's why I could just, you know, then enjoy the meat. To make the problem worse, they say the mutation, now you have a double whammy. Okay, so one is it causes you to overproduce arachidonic acid, which really, really stinks, and it causes inflammation and cancer, etc. The second is it hinders the production of beneficial omega-3 fatty acid, which is protective against heart disease. Although it may not have mattered when the mutation first developed, since the Industrial Revolution, many of our diets don't have enough omega-3 found in fish and nuts, and we've shifted more towards less healthy omega-6 fats in vegetable oil. So they say changes in the dietary omega-6 or omega-3 balance may contribute to the increase in chronic disease seen in developing countries, hence heart disease. So they say for vegetarians, use vegetable oils that are low in omega-6 linoleic acid, such as olive oil. So they say use low omega-6 oils like olive oil. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, I want to know more about this mutation. What's it called? Well, I got the name for you. The mutation is called RS66698963. You want me to repeat it? RS, you writing it down? 666 RS. I'm not going to wait for you to find a pen. RS, yeah, S as in Sam, R as in rabbit, S as in Sam, 666 just read the damn article, 98963, and it's found, don't put the pen away, it is found in the FADS2 gene, F as in Frank. My husband hates this because he's a pilot, right? So I go F as in feather, A as in applesauce, D as in Dr. Dahlia, S as in silly, 2 gene, right? Foxtrot tango. Anyway, okay, and that controls the production of fatty acids in the body. All right, so vegetarian and veganism. By the way, there's been studies showing that vegetarians and vegans may have lower sperm counts. Can you believe that? There may be fertility issues. Separate research from Harvard found that a diet high in fruit and vegetables may impact fertility because men are consuming high quantities of pesticides. Now, I mean, my vegetarian patients have always been healthy, but they say many of them, you know, have trouble with their vitamin D and their iron and their B12 and may have lower bone density than others. I find that hard to believe because you guys look healthier, but, you know. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the spreading epidemic of hospital ransomware. We have an article here written by Joseph Cox. And I think we have to realize we have a new form of terrorism and a new form of viral software called ransomware. And many of you are like, Dahlia, you know, so what? These big hospitals have to pay some bitcoins. How does this relate to me? Well, you could get ransomed. And you could have to pay a ransom. Your computer could get hijacked, and your pictures and your history, your Google history. I mean, I don't know much about software, but my guess is anybody could hack into anything and have any bit of access to anything they want and then hold you ransom. You know, look, you clicked on a site that had young girls on there, and I'm going to, unless you pay the ransom, I am going to leak this to your boss or leak this to the news media. And then the person is like, oh, my gosh, I'll pay whatever. So according to Joseph Cox, cyber criminals have found a new soft target for mass extortion schemes. Now, first targets are hospitals, but it could later extend to anybody. That's my opinion. Since February, he writes, at least a dozen hospitals have been affected by ransomware, malware that encrypts a victim's file until they pay a hefty bounty. Some of the victims have had to resort to using pen and paper and diverting emergency services to their hospitals while they try to regain control of their systems, which I think is an absolute cluster. I think any hospital or medical facility shouldn't have to turn people away. They just go, no, we're going to take care of you. That's another thing. When I got out of medical school, I had learned, that you just take care of whoever is in front of you. I never thought of diverting, unless, of course, it was somebody that really needed hospitalization or emergency room treatment and I wasn't in the ER. Now, I was an ER doc, so I still didn't start diverting to the ER. You know, I had stat kits and I had x-ray and I had all that in the office. But, once I learned that I could divert patients, I still feel guilty. I mean, I've closed my practice since, but a few weeks ago, somebody called saying they were having chest pain and it's going to take them 20 minutes to drive to my office. And I was like, well, you're having chest pain. It was a person with multiple risk factors. I'm like, I would do? I would just first call 911, but if you're in your car, I would drive to a hospital. And even though that was appropriate and the right advice to give, I felt guilty. I'm like, I diverted them away from my office that probably couldn't adequately address the chest pain if it was a heart attack. That's the problem. We've talked about this before. You know, you come into a doctor's office with chest pain, the EKG could be fine, but we still have to assess if you could be having a mini heart attack. Now, many times the EKG will show a sign of it, but what if it doesn't? And what if there's a false negative? And so I sometimes have to, based on what they're complaining and how they look and what's going on, send them to the hospital. And I've been right a lot of times. So I diverted that patient. Other than that, I feel really, really guilty diverting. And in this hospital setting, they did the right thing. They diverted emergency services. They told people to move. They told them to go. This was the MedStar Health. Ann Nichols, spokesperson for MedStar Health, said, we made a decision very quickly to shut down our systems. MedStar is a nonprofit network that runs 10 hospitals in the Baltimore and Washington area. They were attacked with this malware last week. As of Wednesday, computers in at least 4 of their hospitals have remained offline, and they have refused to say whether the attack involved ransomware, but staff at MedStar facilities have reported pop-ups on their computers demanding $19,000 in Bitcoin. You'd think they'd ask for more money. So MedStar appears to be the latest suspected victim, even though they aren't admitting that's what happened. But the hospital goes, all right, guys, we're shutting down, divert. Now, that's fine if there's other hospitals alive and well and working and et cetera. What if all the systems get affected? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that won't happen because every hospital is on a different system. Everybody has different electronic medical records. And, doesn't Obama and the administration want everybody on the same page? Don't they want everybody communicating with each other? We're going to later have one system. And the doctors are going to have to prescribe to that same system, too. We're going to have one system. And so a hospital won't be able to go, you know what, guys, let's just shut down. Tell everybody, don't come here. Go somewhere else, and we'll fix this. Oh, do we have a day off? I think we got a day off. No, not a day off. Just everybody wait. All right, we got to deal with this malware. But systems are down. Well, systems are down. I can't do data entry. Well, then you know what? Go ahead, clock out. You can go home. Yeah, I can't input billing if the systems are down. Well, that's all right. You go home. So I agree. They did what they had to do, saying, all right, systems are down, go. But I can't stand the fact that our hospitals are that vulnerable. As a doctor, as a patient in a pretty big city, that makes me gosh darn nervous that the day I need medical help is a day that we get hacked by somebody wanting bitcoins. And it could be life or death for me in an ambulance. Does that bother you as much as it bothers me? It bothers me. Remember on February 5th, the Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in L.A. was hit. They had to cough up $17,000 to hackers in order to decrypt its files. At least two facilities in Germany were targeted around the same time, and a handful of computers at the Ottawa Hospital were infected in March. The Methodist Hospital in Kentucky, Henderson, Kentucky, was targeted shortly after. So, guys, what are we doing? So, some of the damage also included doctors had to push high-risk surgeries to later dates. Records were faxed or hand-delivered. Written notes had to be entered back into computers once everything was up and running again. And some hospitals, some of the computers are still down. So, all computers now at Lucas Hospital in Neuss, Germany, are all turned off. For security reasons, we turned off all computers immediately. Working through our 700 computers is still ongoing. Meanwhile, many workstations got completely new hardware, and the old devices were disposed of appropriately. Well, how do you know the old hardware isn't hackable? So, this is something that is very, very worrisome. They say we don't know what kind of malware infected MedStar's system. I've been asked that. Many of you have asked, what's the malware called? Some of you guys are more computer savvy than I am. I have no idea what the hell is going on and how this hacking happens and why it happens. Because I'm one of the people that trust my computer too much, and I'm very distrustful of the computer, and still I think whatever trust I have in it is too much. In February, the FBI Cyber Division had distributed an industry alert about MSIL, Samus A, and other names used to label the SAMSAM ransomware. So they say the SAMSAM is so worrying that the FBI had published a direct call to the private sector urgently asking for assistance in combating it. So SAMSAM, ask Israel. Israel knew how to hack into the, help the FBI hack into the Apple iPhone. I'm sure somebody in Israel knows how to do it. Okay, get the Israelis involved. So, the cyber criminals attempt to infect whole networks with ransomware and use persistent access to locate and delete network backups. Okay, this is what I suggest. As a doctor who has worked with paper charts for years and has been very, very fine with that, okay, I have been very comfortable with my paper charts, very comfortable indeed. Have a paper system. And unfortunately, like Medicare, everything had to be submitted electronically. And once that happened, they want to pay for claims if they were paper claims, you know, where they're typed or printed out. And I'm like, but if the computer's down, I won't be able to send you claims. Then you guys wouldn't be able to pay us. Medicare was like, oh, we won't be able to pay you or spend money. Oh, boo-hoo. So, computer glitches have, we need to stress the importance that we need to have functioning hospitals. We need to have functioning medical centers. And a sorry, guys, divert away from us, I don't think is acceptable. Even though I support what these hospitals did in this particular instance, we need to expect that these next ransomwares will attack multiple hospitals at once. And if that happens, you can't just divert. All right, guys, we're going to divert everybody to Mexico. So all of you guys that need emergency medical services, just go to Mexico. And that's not going to suffice for those of us living in Chicago. All right, well, you know what? Everybody go to Canada. That's not going to suffice. So we can't have diversion as our only first line option to us getting hacked in the hospital system. And the reason why I'm so ticked off about it is the computer systems for billing and paper, and you have a sick patient, just fix the patient. Write it down. No. Everything has to be computer inputted. We can't function without a computer now. You kidding me? I can't practice medicine without a computer? That's bullcrap. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye now. You know that wireless wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, a California woman is now suing a nail salon after allegedly receiving a bad pedicure. Now, it's not that the pedicure left some, I don't know, hangnails or some nail polish on the side of her little pinky toe. This pedicure, she claims, caused her to ultimately lose a toe. The plaintiff is Sonia Algara. She filed the lawsuit Monday in Los Angeles Superior Court against Dynasty Nails, a salon located in Santa Clarita. She said she visited Dynasty Nails last March and asked for a pedicure. According to the suit, a salon employee used a pair of scissors to cut in between Algara's fourth and fifth toe on her left foot. The incision caused severe pain and infection and eventually led to the pinky toe needing to be amputated, get this, within a week. Whew. Quote, according to her attorney, she has some pain. They stopped right there. She then goes to the hospital, finds out that there was an infection. The lawyer told KCBS that the client is diabetic and had warned the salon of her high susceptibility to infection. Wow. Her attorney, Rafi, added that Algara even visited a nearby hospital that same day. A week later, the infected toe had gotten so bad that doctors informed her that they would have to amputate. KCBS reporting that since the incident, Algara has experienced a loss of balance. She also claims now that she is no longer able to wear certain shoes or walk upstairs. Algara is seeking unspecified damages for the medical costs she has incurred since the pedicure, as well as the mental anguish, emotional distress she claims to have experienced since. Okay, these pedicures could be pretty dangerous stuff. I've warned you guys multiple times to purchase your own equipment, first of all, okay? Make sure it's sterile and clean. Because when you go for a pedicure, even when you go and get your nails done, you bleed. I can't tell you how many times my skin got cut, either from the little filing, little automatic, you know, file that, you know, kind of files down the acrylic, or with them kind of, you know, digging into the nails. And mind you, I got pieces of sock from 1985 in there. So they gotta dig a lot, right? But, I'm very apprehensive. Now, I've been going to a great place. I go to CQ Nails in Las Vegas. So I'm very comfortable there. But for years, I was very, very reluctant because people would go in and you would get cut. And an inexperienced pedicure person could really cause you to have a toe that later needs to be amputated. Now, this would be a very easy case for any attorney. If the toe was not infected, it didn't have a cut ahead of time. Although if I was a pedicure salon, a salon that did pedicures, I would probably document. I would probably take a picture of the feet before and after. So if somebody claims you cut them and then they had an infection, then you were like, no, because when you came in, here's your before and after. So from a liability standpoint, I would recommend that. Okay? But if she did get cut, and then she immediately went to get it treated so they could see, they could even document that, you know, it's a few hours old. You could tell by a cut. You know, once this tissue starts to granulate, you could tell if something's less than a day old. And then within a week, it shows you how dangerous diabetes is. So before we talk about that, I strongly urge you guys that if you do get pedicures, bring in your own instruments. And if you don't think they're going to be safe, try to learn how to do your own. Okay, I mean, toenails, the reason why a lot of us women go and get our nails done is one is because, you know, these nail salons, they can really make our nails look pretty. But the other reason is when it comes to our hands, I'm right-handed. So my left hand looks awesome. Yet when I have to do my right hand using my left hand, can't do it. So my right hand looks really botched and I'm in the media, I need to have good-looking hands. Okay, when it comes to the feet, I could use my right hand for both. So I know how to paint my toenails. Okay, I know how to do it. Yes, it helps when you could paint them from a different angle, but I would also recommend if you do need a lot of digging and shaving and that kind of stuff, have your podiatrist do it. So what I suggest is this, for diabetic women who want to get their nails done, a lot of you guys have mothers or sisters or aunts or grandmas that are diabetic and they want to get their nails done, I would suggest going to the podiatrist, having them do all the ingrown toenail, shaving, exfoliating work done in the podiatry office, where everything is sterilized, etc. And then go to a nail polish place, go to a nail place, and just have them paint the nails. That's it. They don't have to file, because sometimes their nail files will cut the skin. Don't have them file the nails. That'll all be done at the podiatrist's office. So have the podiatrist, and by the way, if you're a podiatrist out there, if you were smart, you get a cosmetology license and you have somebody that does the nails for your diabetics. That would be a brilliant, I think of these things. You know how much money we could make? Wow. But if you were a podiatry office, that's what I would do. And you hire a manicurist. You have to get cosmetology training. This way you can oversee them. All the work that needs to be done medically, you do. And then she could polish the nails. And you could have diabetics get their nails done. And of course they'd have to pay a separate fee, etc. But I think it would be brilliant. And then we could prevent diabetic toenail polish or toe amputation issues. I shows you how fast diabetes works. It is brutal. You know, you're surrounded by bacteria. What you guys don't realize is we are at wartime, okay? Well, maybe with ISIS and all that, but on a micro level, we're at war. You are combating infection and cancer all the time. Right now, as we speak, your body is trying to prevent you from having pneumonia, okay? There's streptococci, there's staphylococci, there's H flu, there's Gardnerella, there's gonococcus. Okay, there's bacteria all over you. There's E. coli. You have E. coli probably on the skin mark on your underwear right now. All right, you are combating and trying to prevent getting infected as we speak. So you get cut, and everyone's like, well, it's the cut, it's it's not the cut that caused you to lose your toe. It's you're not having the ability to fight infection, and you're being surrounded by infection. The cut just allowed the inevitable to happen. The cut will get blamed, the salon will get sued, and that's the way society works. But I beg and implore you guys, don't be in a position where a little cut on the toe will cause you to need an amputation. You need to not be diabetic. Oh, Dr. Dolly, it's genetic. Yeah, there are a lot of cases genetic. But we got to get your sugar in control. We need to make sure that you are at the least vulnerable. You know, I had family that died in the Holocaust. And I looked to see if a Holocaust happened now in America, in this day and age, how many of us would die? Because we're not prepared to leave our house, leave our belongings, and go walk in the snow for multiple days on end. No, you know, Dolly, I need my Viagra, and I need my Xanax, and I need my Paxil, and I need this, and I need this, and I need my blood pressure medications, I need this, I need this. We have gotten so vulnerable that I bet we would die weeks sooner than anybody else in past history. And, you know, what if antibiotics were gone? What if antibiotics didn't exist? What if we would really be screwed? So we need to really rethink, and that's why I know, you know, we talk and we make jokes about vegetarians and vegans, but I gotta tell you, if their immune systems are better than ours, and that's proven, then I would say these guys are the smartest, and they're gonna outlast us no matter what genetic link to cancer this study had found that we talked about earlier. All right, we got to figure out how to use nature and keep us healthy. We have to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, and then, of course, on Twitter. I apologize. I am typing as I speak. This was such a good idea with the cosmetology that I have to put it in writing. All right. Oh, such a good idea. I don't remember enough. All right. Oh, boy, got a lot more medical news. We have an Italian nurse arrested on suspicion of killing patients. Italian police said Thursday they have arrested a nurse on suspicion of killing 13 patients mostly in their 80s, who underwent surgery in a state-run hospital in Tuscany. Most of the patients suffered severe hemorrhaging during the procedures, and investigators later determined that each had a level of anticoagulant in their bloodstreams up to 10 times the recommended dose. A blood thinner. They had a level of blood thinner in their bloodstreams up to 10 times the recommended dose. None of the patients were terminal at the time of the surgeries. And one was like a routine operation for a broken femur. A special health division of the Carabinieri State Police launched the investigation last June after noting statistical anomalies in the anesthesia and reanimation department of the state-run hospital in Piombino, which is a coastal city 43 miles southwest of Florence. The deaths occurred January 2014 through mid-2015, with the patients ranging from their 60s to their 80s. The 55-year-old nurse, the only nurse present for all of the surgeries, was transferred to another department when the investigation was launched. She was arrested yesterday at her home in Pisa. I guess that's where the Leaning Tower of Pisa is. See? We all know our geography. Yeah. Authorities said they had no motive, but that the nurse had previously been treated for depression. She had worked for about 20 years in the department. This is sick. The arrest comes just weeks after a court in Ravenna convicted a nurse of killing a 78-year-old patient with a lethal injection. She was sentenced to life in prison. Now, this is one of the biggest clusters in medicine I could possibly imagine. You going to a hospital, or your loved one going to a hospital, and you battling infection, and you battling the condition that you have that's forcing you to go to a hospital. You undergoing the risk of having surgery, hoping the surgeon does their job, and the anesthesiologist does their job, and all the nurses are doing their job, so that you can come out of the hospital safe. The last thing on this earth that you should be worried about is somebody trying to kill you. I couldn't even imagine how I wouldn't even know how to prevent something like this from happening. When I started to get a little concerned, when that one nurse stole the flu shots. Remember years ago somebody stole flu shots, she didn't work for us anymore, and we called the police, and the police later told us after she was arrested that among the other things she was doing, she was pretending to be Dr. Dahlia and giving flu shots out and charging people, and I don't think she had enough needles, which is very, very frightening, because what she stole didn't seem to add up in terms of having enough needles per the shots. And so I decided from then on out, I'm going to be in charge of any injectables. And then it was just very easy for me to go, you know what, I'm just going to do the injection. You know, I mean, when I gave the flu shot, I had the nurses help. But I was like, you know what, any injectables, I'm just in charge of. And I'll make sure that everybody gets whatever they need and just go from there. And so it was, to me, just a very, you know, simple thing for me to just take that over. But I'm not a hospital. How does a hospital administrator oversee staff with syringes and IVs and needles? And you know, in hospitals, everything now is on computers, and we talked about how that could be dangerous. But in a way, that's one protection that a lot of hospitals use. What they do is they say, look, okay, when you check out a medicine, you need to input the patient that's getting it in order for it to unlock. So I guess there's certain locks, et cetera, on medicine. See, before, it was just in a cabinet with a key. Now it looks like you can't get the medicine a lot of times without unlocking it with a patient code or your code, et cetera. And so, you would think there should be some sensor as to, I don't know, because if somebody's supposed to be getting that kind of medication, then what's to stop somebody from drawing up too much? And then if nobody does an autopsy, you know, we think, well, somebody should look at the vial and see if the vial is, I guess that's what we need. I guess hospitals now need to double check every single thing. And it's very hard on camera to catch that. You know, when you're drawing up 0.1 and instead you draw a 0.8, I mean, that's hard to see on camera, the difference. And on behalf of the medical profession, this is a huge embarrassment, and I know it didn't happen in our beautiful country, but damn. And I don't know what to tell you as a patient or me as a patient on how to protect ourselves. That's some pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Experts a little bit concerned on the announcement that the World Health Organization had declared, because they think now people are going to start getting slack, and the epidemic's going to start all over again. Now, remember I said the World Health Organization had to do something? Because as Ebola still smolders here and there, if the actual epidemic is done, they need to do something because these countries are economically ravaged. There's no trade. There's no travel. There's obviously limited trade and travel. So the World Health Organization had to finally say, look, okay, after 2.5 years, about 2.5 years, you guys can come back. It looks like we got it handled. The countries know what to do. If a new Ebola case happens, the epidemic is over. Well, now experts are saying, guys, no, we kind of still need this emergency status because we still don't have fully developed vaccines and preparation if we have future outbreaks. We're not ready. Which brings up the question, do we have to wait to say an epidemic is over until we have our poop together and have medicine available? That's going to be a debate. They say, great, but, you know, if there's an epidemic of measles, we don't have a treatment for measles. There's really no treatment for it. So epidemics can obviously be called done and over with and terminated without having a medication for that. So they say great progress has been made in the Ebola vaccine development in the last 2 years, according to a report by an international panel. But this could grind to a halt as memories of the outbreak in West Africa begin to fade. That's not what's going to happen. It's not the memories that are fading. It's the work and the development may come to a halt if there's no funding. If there's not a current outbreak and a current need, then who is going to pay for the continued research and the continued work? There has to be hysteria over it. Like right now, it's all about Zika. It's all about Zika right now. And then it's going to be all about something else. So I agree with them that we need to make sure somebody is still working on Ebola that isn't, you know, obviously privately funded. I mean, there's got to be some financial incentives for somebody to put the millions upon millions and millions and millions of dollars into this. The job is still not done. They say, according to Dr. Jeremy Farrer, director of the Wellcome Trust Global Health Charity, which co-led a report on the world's progress towards Ebola, as Ebola infection rates come under control, it's a huge concern. They say that complacency sets in, attention moves to more immediate threats, and Ebola vaccine development is left half finished. Well, I would assume that whatever grant was offered or approved for whatever lab to work on this, that those grants would still be continued. I would hope. Again, where does the money come from? So they say several drug makers, including Johnson & Johnson, Merck and GlaxoSmithKline, moved potential Ebola vaccines well into the clinical trial process. They're in the late stage, and so hopefully they finish their work. Wow. All right, we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
Hang me down,
take me down,
take me down,
little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.